Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites, which we shall do in the spooky company of Aidan Donnelly from Davies. Aidan, how are you? Are you still in your costume?
No, I'm not still in my costume, but I think this morning I'm definitely the treat and you're the trick. So
yeah, you normally go as Beetlejuice, don't you? Which doesn't require that much makeup.
Not very much, no.
All right. Come here. Two technology giants with major presence here in Ireland have been reporting overnight, Apple and Intel.
Yeah, that's right. And kind of judging by the share price, a tale of two different fortunes, really. On the Intel side, we saw a strong performance after hours in terms of share prices up nearly 10%. And this comes at the end of a few very, very tough months for Intel. But the company gave a fourth quarter revenue forecast that was above estimates. And it's kind of sparking optimism that it's going to be able to reclaim some of the lost market share that it has suffered over the last couple of years. It's in a big turnaround. It's trying to make a big turnaround under the CEO. And he says himself it's the most audacious rebuilding plan in corporate history. But ultimately what they're saying is fourth quarter revenues are going to be slightly ahead of expectations, and they're also expecting profits to be slightly ahead. On the flip side of it, and I suppose where it comes home to roost slightly, they are making very good progress on the $10 billion cost reduction plan, and they're going to reduce, which basically means they're going to reduce headcount globally by 15%, and they say they're on track to do this by the year end. So again, we haven't heard a lot of detail since this announcement as to what the impact is going to be on the Irish workforce, and still it's been kind of quiet on that. But, you know, I think the company had no choice really to make these changes because they had kind of fallen behind a little bit in terms of other semiconductor companies. So it looks like the plan is working. They're also saying that they're going to keep, there's been a big question about whether they're going to split the business, their foundry business, which basically makes all of the chips, and then their design business. But the CEO has said that there's it makes far more sense to keep the two of them together but distinct, so they will be run as kind of separate operations, but they won't be hived off. One won't be hived off.
Yeah, I see the shares overnight were up nearly 7% for Intel. There is also a vicious rumor, totally unsubstantiated, that Apple were thinking of buying the entire company. And Apple, of course, had their numbers out last night as well.
Yeah, now, look, I a couple of weeks ago we saw, Qualcomm definitely were out, we're talking about making a bid for Intel. And the real jewel in the crown is turning out to be their manufacturing footprint, because of the significant amount of manufacturing assets they have that are now really in demand. So it'll be interesting, but they're certainly staying together. They're going to keep the company together. As you said, Apple also out. Now, again, stock was off a couple of percent on the back of this, because really heading into the most critical sales period of the year, they've managed to spark fresh concerns about revenue growth, and there's still the lingering weakness from the intensely competitive Chinese market, particularly where it comes to mobile phones. So what they're saying is that the total sales for the December period is going to rise in the low to mid single digit. They had been projecting kind of high single digit increases. So that's not great. And the other thing, I suppose, that the market is attached to is the fact that they managed to post a decline in Chinese revenue last quarter, and that definitely fell short of estimates. So it's a real problem that they've got, because when you look at the core products, like the iPhone, while it's still growing, it's growing very, very slowly at only 5%. And they introduced a new iPhone 16 in September, and they thought there was going to be a big sales upgrade coming from that, and it hasn't really. They've also updated the Apple Watches and the new release of AirPods. And while that's doing it a little bit, you know, they're seeing some pickup there, it really isn't enough. And, you know, the company's coming off, a period where basically revenue declined for four quarters during 2023 into 24. And they really have only come back to actually positive growth in revenues in the last two quarters. So people had kind of hoped that that was that was building up to something more. But with the fourth quarter guidance coming out now, it just looks a little bit flat. And you know, when you have a stock that's trading and a valuation that's trading on, you just $3.43 trillion
is what it's worth, according to the stock market. Now, the third big tech giant reporting has some very good news for Irish people. Microsoft.
Yeah, Microsoft, they're looking to create 550 jobs, and they'll be good quality jobs because it's going to be, they're looking for engineers because they're trying to basically, they're going to locate their AI innovation, or one of their key locations for their AI innovation here in Ireland. So they're going to be adding 550 new engineering and R&D roles to pioneer that development. So it's going to be, you know, across multiple different areas, the likes of their Azure networking infrastructure, the business and inventory, our business and industry co-pilot, and also some customer success engineering and cybersecurity. So it's right across the board here. I suppose, you know, again, it ties back to this whole idea that, you know, and where we're seeing it from many of the tech companies when around AI, there's still an awful lot of investment to be made by these tech companies before they reap the benefits of AI in the years to come. So it's not like, you know, I think earlier in this year, the stock market would have believed that, you know, it was just going to come to them and they didn't have to invest. But we're now seeing, you know, substantial investments from the likes of Meta, from Microsoft, and even Alphabet, Google's parent, really to try to get ahead in this game. And
it's gonna be a huge investment in this country. All the jobs will be in Leopardstown, and 120 of the jobs are already online on Microsoft Jobs. If you are an AI engineer, I will have an interview with James O'Connor, the country lead here in Ireland, and we'll run that at 8:30. But for now, Aidan, thank you so much for joining us. That is Aidan Donnelly from Davies. Enjoy your lovely weekend, Aidan.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.